It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time. It's time for Tom and Shane, and we're happy to have you along with us today. Thanks so much for being here. And today we're going to talk about the predictions for 2023. Shane's having a hard time with his recording, getting into the broadcast. He's got a horrible noise behind him, and he can't hear me. So we're gonna try to go along anyway as we can. So we'll see how it works out. So, but anyway, I'm here, and so we're happy that you're here as well. And well, let's jump in because we've got to talk about a lot of things today. A lot of things are gonna happen today. So. We're excited to get that. Shane, happy birthday from Bruce. I wish maybe Shane could see that on the screen. He's on, but he can't. I can't put him up because of his background noise, and he's having a hard time there and can't hear me. So maybe we'll get him in there. But yeah, I want to wish my good friend and co-host happy birthday today. But unfortunately, not here. Let's see. Well, the first thing we got to talk about, will COVID become the new flu? Is that going to be a hard thing or whatever? And boy, it's tough out there because Shane's asking, put me on. And I'm saying that you can't hear me. And if you read above, Shane, you can't hear me, and you have a horrible background noise. So you think you fixed it? You haven't fixed it. You haven't fixed your noise. So I don't know what to tell you. So, well, we'll try it.
Yes.
We'll try.
Yes, I have. That's not me.
Yes, it is. Because when I get rid of you, it's gone. So.
Hello?
Okay, so that's not going to work. So, all right. Will COVID become the new, excuse me, geez, having a hard time this morning. Will COVID become the new flu? I don't think so. I don't think it will. We pretty well run the gamut on this thing. We think we shut down incorrectly. We probably did overkill on this, so I don't know. It's an issue that is a problem. So yeah, well, I still got the noise, so I don't know what the noise is, but Shane, you know, if you want to sit there, that's fine. Yes. So all right. So
yeah. Well, I don't know what it is either, but I can hear you fine, but you.
But what? Okay, I guess you.
No picture. You're not putting me up.
Yeah, I are. You're on right now. I'm watching you. You're on the screen right now. So maybe it's your camera. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, but you can see me then?
I see you. I hear you. And I hear a loud background.
Nope, my camera works fine.
Okay. Well, all right. We're talking about the COVID being the new flu. What do you think?
Well, that background noise might be coming off.
It doesn't matter. What do you think about the COVID?
No, it's just another variant of the old cold.
Okay, that's all. Okay. Yeah.
Dead issue. Yeah, dead issue.
Okay, so in 2023, we're not going to have more variants. We're not going to have lockdowns. We're not going to have any.
I'm talking to you live on our YouTube show, so there's a delay for me, Tom.
Oh, okay. So, all right. That's why you're louder, too. You're quite a bit louder over there. So, all right, let's move on. Stock market, will it hit 40,000? What do you think, Shane?
I'll turn it down. Oh, no. It's going a lot lower. You're looking at a situation now where even the beginning of this, right now the market's down So the Dow 30 will drop to probably 18,000 this year. The NASDAQ will drop probably to 8, and the Standard & Poor's 500 will probably drop to about 28.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bruce says, sounds like a vacuum cleaner in the background. Yeah, there's a lot of noise somewhere. So, all right, let's move on.
Yeah, that's YouTube for you.
Let's move on. What about the Ukraine war, Shane? Is this thing going to be over? Russia going to give up? Is Zelensky going to give up? Is the UN going to step in? Is the world going to step in and stop this thing? What's going to happen? I guess you
know. Putin will try and maintain his position, but it's a losing position for him, like Afghanistan was. Europe will continue to support the Ukraine because it's money in the bank for them. And the U.S. under Biden will continue spending wasteless money trying to, you know, support the Ukraine with military equipment.
So I'll tend to agree with that. I believe that they're probably going to do exactly the same thing, Shane. I agree with you on that. I think they're going to keep pumping money down this endless rabbit hole, and it's not going to be good. So what can I tell you? It's not going to be good. So, all right, let's move on to the Republican House.
Well, it's one of these things that will result in a lot of investigation by the U.S. Congress, but they can't. The Republican House is right now trying to decide on the Speaker of the House, and they can't. Until they get a Speaker of the House, they can't have everyone seated.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, it looks like some of you are. Shane's having an issue with a loud background sound, and he's on a delay. So we're kind of dancing around here a little bit. And his mic's pretty loud too. So, but anyway, I think McCarthy will probably win out in this eventually. I think they're going to capitulate and keep him. A known is better than an unknown, so at least they know who he is, what he is, and all of that. So that's the, I think that's part of the issue there. So, you know, so anyway, I guess we'll see. So,
well, it's been 100 years since a speaker hasn't been picked on the day for seating, back into the 1860s.
Yeah.
And it may result in the Democrats or half a dozen or dozen Democrats voting for McCarthy just to get it done and seat him as Speaker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So who will run for president? Well, we've already known that Pence and Trump are both in the running. Newsom is a possibility. So is Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan. And there may be some governors out there. Stacey Abrams might decide to jump in. AOC might decide to jump in. Who knows?
Well, what I do know is Biden will jump in, but he will then walk away. It'll be one of these typical woke moments where they want to have a game of misdirection so the media doesn't have to focus on the other potential contenders.
Yeah, well, I think Newsom is probably the shoe-in. Bernie's seen better days. He'll sit on the sidelines and watch. I can't think of Adam Schiff. Maybe the guy's got a lot of publicity lately. There might be some other senators in there that were on this January 6th committee. They think they've got a little name recognition, so they may try jumping in there. But I think it's probably going to be Newsom. I think is going to be the one that will carry the mail. All right.
I think that's probably a good thing to go with. You know, he'll charm everyone with how great California is, and he's going to do the same for the rest of the United States. And he'll pick up that losing governor candidate from Georgia as his vice president just to keep the playing field happy.
Yeah, I think we gotta have a woman in there somewhere. We gotta have a woman of color in there somewhere to placate. If they could find a gay handicapped woman of color, they'd be home free. But I don't know. So anyway, gonna be hard to decipher that one. So. All right, Will, Roe will be on the 2024 ballot. Are these states, they've only got 2 years, Shane, to get this thing put away as to their state? Are they going to decide to allow them, or when are they going to allow them, and whether they're going to allow them at all? So will Roe be on?
Well, the big difficulty for the states right now, and what they're going to do, is that most of them are pretty well settled on Roe versus Wade, and they'll move ahead if they want to adjust or change their guidelines or laws per state. But, you know, abortion is going to be legal in the United States anywhere, and they'll figure out some way for the government to provide for women in a red state to go to a blue state or wherever they need to get an abortion. So it might be a basis for, you know, conversation, but it may be the new woke, cheerleading point to replace racism. Wouldn't it be great finally not to have that as the major talking point?
Well, I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon. So Denise says, if the House doesn't get a confirmed winner for the House Speaker, Fox says Pelosi will choose someone to take that position till one winner is chosen, and then watch the Democrats try and get some stuff voted in, because I'm sure she'll choose a Democrat more than likely. So.
Well, that's what the guidelines of your Constitution stipulate, and that's why I said it's this is, once again, unknown waters, because, it's a delay, and it's unfortunate that half a dozen Republicans that are, woke right, just won't go along and show that they can work as a party, because it's not a big majority.
Mm-hmm. No, it isn't. Yeah, so... Well, we'll see. Next, we got to turn to oil and gas prices, Shane. Increase over the summer. I don't know where to go on this one. This is kind of ticklish. If the market goes down, obviously that's going to create some oil and gas issues. If it goes up or stays where it is, who knows where this is going to go.
Well, the important thing is that, Europe had a very mild fall. So they've been able to store or fill their storage capacity for natural gas for the next 3 months. If the next 3 months are as brutal as we've had here in the last 30 days, I see natural gas easily climbing back to $5, $6. Got to get to $6 for natural gas to be economic in North America. And Putin's going to do whatever he can to get oil over 100. He will, even if he has to cut off production or the sale of oil himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely right. The next thing, if I can spell it, I can't spell it. National debt. Let's talk about that for a second, because right now we can manage the debt okay, but. We're 32 right now. If that goes to 40, that's the tipping point, Shane. I think 40 trillion is where we start to get in real trouble.
Well, that's a problem that you have right now with the situation in the House. They have to extend the debt limit. 5 years ago, if you remember, the Democrats voted to extend it to 32. So now you're at 32, and they're talking about extending it to 35. But if they continue passing bills like the one they just did that was flown down to, the president's, winter holidays to be signed, I don't know why they didn't send it by fax, email, or messenger. I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is you're now 50% of the global sovereign debt. 35 puts you at 52%. Not good. And as we say, I've been telling everyone, Powell wants people buying U.S. debt, and the interest rates will continue going up. The misery index will go over 20 this year. You know, inflation will go to 18 to 20%, and mortgage, the Fed rate will go to 5, 6, or even 7% to get people to buy your debt. And that means that mortgage rates will go to possible, at least double digits perhaps, but at least 8-9%. And that, you got a misery index of over 20%, buddy.
Yeah, that's going to be bad. That will be bad, that's for sure. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Hey, don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us.
Yeah, it's not a good situation.
No. Leave a comment. Let us know what you want to us to talk about on here. And we'll have another podcast on Thursday. Hopefully, it'll go better than this one has. And so let's hope anyway. And we'll talk to everybody on Thursday. Thanks for watching. And we'll see you on the next podcast.